when you hear the fanfare, that means it's time to go off to the movies with Matt Olin. Matt, you've seen a recent film in the French language, but directed by Woody Allen, so I'm not sure if that makes it a French film or an American film. Coup de chance.
Yes, so this is on Amazon, if anybody wants to see it. It did get a very small U.S. release. That was his first U.S. release of any kind in 7 years, as he's had a lot of difficulty, as you know, with his personal problems getting U.S. releases anymore. And his films have not been good, quite frankly, Ashley. This is the first Woody Allen film I've seen since Cafe Society in 2016, which was one of his worst movies ever, the star Jesse Eisenberg. But I can report this is his best film since Blue Jasmine in 2013. So what we have now is kind of it feels like a typical Woody Allen movie of the old school, the old days when he still kind of had kind of control over his screenplays and you know, his films had a kind of a funny, lively air to them. And I think what helps here, Ashley, is it is in French. So it feels like a Woody Allen movie. You know, a lot of the situations are typical Woody Allen. Like there's this chance meeting on a street in Paris between Fanny, played by Lou Delage, and Alain, played by Neil Schneider. And they were former, you know, classmates in college, and they meet on the street. She's married. He's not. And you know what's going to probably happen. Her husband is played by Melville Poupeau, very good in this part. So it's really a three-way kind of triangle here going on. And it's Woody loves these kind of chance encounters. But I think what helps him here is it's the Paris setting, so we're not in New York. It feels like this is a more lively screenplay than he's written in a while. It's kind of funny, but it's also dark. There's some dark elements, kind of like Match Point, which was his tennis movie that he made in 2005. He's also got Vittorio Storaro shooting this movie. He is the three-time Oscar-winning cinematographer of Reds, Apocalypse Now, The Last Emperor, and you really see the Storaro kind of camera work flourishes at work here. So, but I think what really sells this movie is he's got attractive leads. They're all good in their parts. Yes, it's a Woody Allen movie. It's not going to set the world on fire, but at least it's competent. You know, his last few films, Ashley, Wonder Wheel, Rifkin's Festival, Rainy Day in New York, you know, barely got released. The last two did not get released in the U.S., and anybody who saw them, which was not very many people, said they were just almost horrible and unwatchable. I've said for years he needs a younger co-screenwriter because he's out of touch with really how millennials are and young people are. But with this movie, the two leads are so good, the younger leads, that it kind of saves him a little bit, I think, with kind of that out of touch that he's got. So it's good to see him back doing a reasonably good movie. And let me say, too, I prefer French actors in this movie saying Woody Allen lines than kind of his usual suspects. You know, Wallace Shawn, Tony Roberts, some of these people that have been in movies forever for him.
Gotcha.
Mouthing these New York Woody Allen lines. And also, we don't have one of his most crippling habits, which has been to cast a young actor like Jason Biggs in Anything Else and Jesse Eisenberg in Cafe Society, who are essentially playing a younger Woody Allen. They like jazz. They like Billie Holiday. They have nothing to do with millennials that you and I know. They're kind of extensions of Woody Allen. So we don't have that in this movie. So I like that aspect of it. It's not going to set the world on fire. It's not a great film. But it's dark, and it kind of keeps you guessing as to what's going to happen. There is a mystery here and a mystery angle, kind of a what's going on, what's happening with this three-way love triangle, and kind of the darker things that play into it later, which I'm not going to give away.
Is it a meditation on marriage?
I don't know. I think it's a meditation on chance encounters and people meeting each other in life at the wrong time, which is the sense you get with Fanny and Alain. They met each other at the wrong time. Alain really likes Fanny. He's telling her, yes, I still like you even though you're married. What's she going to do about that? You got to watch the movie. So he likes chance encounters. I'm not sure it's a meditation on marriage, but it might be a meditation on people marrying for convenience. She's married to an older man in the film who's got money. You know, she's having regrets. You know where this is going probably, but even though we kind of know where this is going, there's that mystery aspect to it, I think, that really kind of keeps things moving along pretty well here.
Yeah, I mean, it almost sort of sounds like this classic conundrum of you can marry for stability or you can marry for romance, but
exactly.
you don't always
you don't get them both.
You
do
don't
you?
Always get to get both. You know?
So at least this is a competent Woody Allen movie. You know, he's 88 years old. Maybe this is it.
Wow.
Maybe it's time to retire.
88.
But at least it's his best film since the Cate Blanchett Blue Jasmine in 2013, because since then it has been a steady stream of not just middling films, Ashley, but bad films. And, of course, the pariah status that he kind of has now in the United States, whether that's fair or not fair, and we don't have to get into that here, hurts his box office ability, which is almost nil anymore, to really move the box office needle.
Oscar trivia question for you today. The first French person to be nominated for Best Actor.
Best Actor. Maurice Chevalier in The Love Parade, 1929-30,
yeah.
right?
All right, yes. And got a second nomination pretty immediately for...
Was it The Big Pond?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, that was an easy one. We've been to the movies with Madeline.